Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. This your boy G Pap coming in on G Pappy Sports, and I'm here with it, man. Make sure you follow, subscribe to G Pappy Sports on all social media platforms. With that being said, they said the Super Bowl was the most watched Super Bowl of all time. I feel like you hear that every year, blah blah blah. But they said Kendrick Lamar had 133 million views during the halftime show or whatever. However, the mathematics say in this post. But I've been hearing mixed reviews of the Super Bowl. A lot of people hate it. A few like it. You know what I mean? Nowadays, 2025 Super Bowl, you know, halftime shows, to me, is just whoever's the hottest, whoever got the most clout in music. You feel me? Kendrick, you know, he dropped that song with Drake. And, you know, that just really turn everything up to a whole nother level. So, I mean, the Super Bowl show, you know, can it be good? Yes. You know, it just depends on how you look at it. You know, how you think performing in front of the whole world, it seems very difficult when you really think about it, and everybody has their own opinion about it. From the dude with the Palestine flag that came on during the halftime show, who got banned, by the way, banned for the NFL for life, by the way, to Serena Williams crip walking. There's a lot of story behind that. Apparently, her older sister or another sister of hers got killed by a crip in 2003. You know, there's all kind of stuff like that, to Samuel Jackson being Uncle Sam, to the Ford symbols that was in the corner during the show, to all the way to the Gloria on his jacket that stood something for black women, or for all women, and in Latin it means glory. You know, it's just stuff I'm reading and see on social media, and you know, it's just, I've learned with the halftime show, people are never happy. So for me, I never have expectations for nothing. Nowadays, you know, I just, it is what it is. Either you did it or you didn't do it. Either you go out there and you put on the show or you didn't put on the show. And from what I've seen, it looked like it was a show for me. You know, the dancers, the messages and all that. But hey, to each his own opinion. And like I say, it's 2025, so people judge everything different. And everybody's mind of thought, you know, mind of thought to see something and it comes back, my view may be different from the next person's view, and that person on that side view may be the same as that person, but they person might be something different. So I mean, you just can't never win with things. So I mean, hey, either you like it or you don't. But I know at the end of the day, your boy Kendrick Lamar got paid. Samuel Jackson paid. Serena Williams paid. NFL paid. So that's all I know at the end of the day. Somebody got paid, and money is the name of the game.